Ever wonder why remote teams isn't just clicking? What can clear communication and unstoppable productivity do for your remote team? In today's episode, we're going to talk about transforming your workflow. I guess that's a workflow. All right. You might have to tell a short story, family. I remember when I made the transition to working on site to actually working remote as a project manager. And right away, there was a huge adjustment, and I had to pick up on it fast. See, normally when you're on site, if someone didn't answer an email or didn't join a meeting, you could walk out the meeting and go to their cube or their office and say, hey, are you joining the meeting? Or if you needed something from them, you can go over to their cube or their office and say, hey, I sent you an email. I messaged you. Is everything okay? Is there something that's taking a priority? And when you work in a remote type situation, I had to learn how to be more persuasive. I had to learn how to use sales, marketing. This is why I talk about thinking outside of the whole project management realm, thinking about marketing, thinking about sales. And I also had to learn how to be patient on responses. And that's challenging as a project manager, because there's always, when you want to be exceptional, there's a sense of urgency because you need to get that answer from them, because maybe someone else on the team is waiting for the answer. And the last and final thing that I learned in this process was the escalation journey. Yes. Normally when you're on site and you need to escalate something, it's, you can go and grab those people and pull them in a room and we can have that conversation. Now you have to set up a meeting and hoping that they'll join. And if they don't join, and then try to figure out how you can get them on an actual call. So in today's episode, I'm going to address some of the things that helped me in my journey. Point number one, establish a clear communication protocol. Again, establish a clear communication protocol. Family, you have to define when, where, and how your team communicates. This is important because clear protocols reduce confusion and set expectation. I always talk about the lack of expectation really creates frustration. So we have to ensure everyone is aligned regardless of the actual location. Here's my actionable tip. Create a communication charter outlining primary channels for existence. Are we going to use Slack? Are we going to use Team? Are we going to use email? Is it going to be a formal communication? All of these things you want to keep on a document so you can be aligned with the remote team. And then what are the expected responses? Hey, if I escalate something, what is the timeline as far as to get a response from a particular project team member? Or if it's not an escalation, but it's still a high level concern, what does that look like? Point number two, emphasize outcome over process. This is why I love what the agile values talk about, individuals and interaction over processes and tools. And so when you emphasize outcome over process, you focus on what the team achieves rather than how they achieve it. A lot of times we want to dictate to say, hey, it needs to be achieved this particular way. But as a project manager, I don't care how you get there as long as it's ethical, first of all. But if you get the job done and you execute, then what does it matter? Because we care about the end goal. It's important because remote teams benefit from autonomy, which can drive innovation and satisfaction. Here's my actionable tip. Clearly define the deliverables and allow for flexibilities in the work methods. Provide outcomes, provided outcomes are met. That is key, family. If outcomes are not being met, then we need to really adapt and pivot, because if we don't adapt and pivot, then we're going to continue to allow the same actual behavior. Point number three, schedule regular check-in. Hold daily or weekly virtual meetings to keep everyone updated. This is important because when regular check-ins help address issues promptly and maintain a sense of unity. Also seeing the reason why this is so powerful, because you may have some people on your team that may not speak up a lot and may hold on to a problem longer than it needs to, or watch this family try and solve it on their own because they're so used to having to solve it on their own and not realizing they have a really good team that has their back. Here's my actionable tip. Do 15 minutes. You know the formula. What did you work on yesterday? What are you working on today? What are the impediments? Now, if there's any impediments, or basically if that translate to any problems, we do not try to solve it in that 15 minute status update. I can even say 10 minutes if possible, but we're not trying to solve it there. We'll connect with that resource or resources to take it off of, so we can let the rest of the team get back to work, unless we need the rest of the team to solve this particular impediment. Use a structured agenda and rotate meeting leadership to encourage engagement. This is, family, this is one of those things where, as a project manager, you find yourself doing the majority of the talking, but it's always great when you can rotate that leadership, because if you're out, the meeting still goes on. If you're out, you still have backup support to help guide and lead the team, and you should be able to jump right back on just like if nothing ever happened. When I've been in situations where I've been doing all of the talking, if you can't tell, yeah, I love to talk, but that I still want to have it where I can find out what else is going on with the rest of the team. Quick call to action for you, family. Please share your experiences with remote communication in the comments. I'm just curious to see what your thoughts are, or any related video topic you want to know about or episode. Point number four, develop a virtual open door policy. See, this encourages team members to reach out at any time with questions and concerns. One of the things I used to do is I would have what I call, virtual office hours. That basically means is I would block my calendar off for an hour or two, and I would just sit on the call for an hour or two and say, hey, if someone has any questions, if someone is not getting back to you, I'm available at this window. Or I would have other team members sit there with me, and we'll just be quiet working until someone joins. And this, what this does is that we're able to solve issues faster because we have individuals there. This also promotes a supportive environment and quick problem resolution. When you work in a supportive environment, this is like a peace of mind, and you don't want to take that lightly because of the fact of you're able to resolve things. You have team members watching each other's back. You're providing constructive criticism, not to tear you down, but to build you up, to ensure that you can, that collectively we can move forward. Here's my actionable tip. I always use this as saying, informal way. I may ping someone and say, hey, just saying hi. And hey, would you mind jumping on a quick call? Just want to touch base with you. Now it goes from a just saying hi to more of an informal conversation. So if anyone is listening that I work with and that I used to do, that's why I used to do it, because I seen how important it was. And I don't go jump right into the project. I may ask a question, hey, how's the family? Because again, I'm building rapport with my project team. I'm asking those questions outside of work. So that way it gives me a window in, or a pathway in, to have a discussion. Point number five, prioritize time zone management. As I say, we work in a global environment. We're not in a domestic environment. So working in a global environment, we must be mindful of team members' local times when scheduling meetings and deadlines. This is important because when you respect time zone, it avoids burnout, and we ensure that it's equitable participation. Here's my actionable tip. Use scheduling tools that display team members' local times and rotate meetings times when it's possible. Just because you're in the States, that doesn't mean we need to meet at the state time. You need to be flexible. You need to be adaptable, because everyone is making adjustments, because we want to make sure that no one gets burnt out and eventually either quits, or as they talk about, quiet quitting, where they're at the meeting, but they're really not there at the meeting. Point number six, create a central repository for documents and resources. Maintain a cloud-based library where all project documents are stored and updated. You also want to make sure you have some type of password or some type of security around it, because you don't want everyone having access to this information. This is important because the central repository ensures every team member has access to the latest information. One of the things I used to do was basically take, when I would do a meeting recap, I would upload it to the repository, to the cloud repository, whether that was SharePoint, whether that was Box, whether that was Dropbox, whatever it was, I would put it there, because if someone was out or if someone was unable to make the meeting, they would have access to that information. Here's my actionable tip. Regularly audit and update the repository and establish version control practices. Point number seven, establish escalation paths for issues. Message, if you're new to the episode, anytime I say message, this is something you want to pay attention to. I promise you, you want to lock in. Because family, one of the things when you work remote, the escalation path hits a little bit different than when you're on site. Let me translate what I mean by that. That basically means is when you are on site, the escalation path is a little bit easier, in my humble opinion, versus when you're remote, because now it's more emails or it's more Teams or a sign or whatever that particular instant messaging communication that you leverage. So being able to define clear procedures up front will help you in your escalation process. Knowing how quickly to quickly address challenges reduces project delays, frustrations, as well as miscommunication. Here's my actionable tip. Document, because what document beats what conversation. Document escalation protocols in your team handbook and review them during onboarding sessions. Point number 8, maintain flexibility in work schedules. Recognize and accommodate different work habits and peak productive times. We addressed this before, but flexibility leads to improved morale, better work-life balance, and higher productivity. My actionable tip, encourage team members to share their preferred working hours and adjust meeting accordingly. My transformational remarks, family, establish a clear communication protocol. This is important because clear protocols reduce confusions, set expectation, and ensure everyone is aligned regardless of location. My actionable tip is create a communication charter or plan outlining the primary channels, whether that's Slack, Asana, Teams, you name it, whatever that communication channel looks like. And most of all, what is the expected response time? Point number 2, emphasize outcome over process, like we talked about the agile values, individuals and interaction over process and tools. This is important because focus on what the team achieves rather than how they achieved it. And then the actionable tip, clearly define deliverables and allow flexibility in work methods and provide it out as long as provided outcomes are met. And my last and final one, my favorite, establish an escalation path for issues. Having the ability to know how quickly to address challenges and reduce project delays and miscommunication. My actionable tip is document escalation protocols in your team handbook and review them during the onboarding session, as well as throughout the life of the project. Family, I hope you enjoyed today's episode. I go by the name AD. For all you smart and intelligent folks out there, hey, listen, that just simply means it. Until next time.